G'day trendsetters, welcome to episode 50 of the Cycle Smooth podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have a question, it's nice and simple. Just jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Send me through an email, tim@cyclesmooth.com. And don't forget about our cycling challenge. It starts the 1st of June. It goes for 3 months. Now, I'll be talking about it, and I'll be bragging it. You do not want to be listening to me brag come at the end of August about power numbers, just new perform things I've never seen before. Think, geez, look at these numbers I'm hitting. Oh, crikey. You do not want to be hearing that and thinking, man, I should have joined that challenge. It's nice. It's simple. It's easy. All you got to do is go to cyclesmooth.com. Up along the top bar there, you're going to see the word cycle challenge. Click on that bad boy. It has all the information you need to know, and then you join along. It'd be like a little club we can have. It's going to be cool. I'm super excited. I can't wait. And today's question comes from Ben. I need rain and winter gear, but I don't want to buy the wrong things. What would you recommend? So, Ben, you must be from Australia or somewhere like that, because we're going to be heading into winter real bloody quick. So there's a few things. Layers are the most important thing, but when it comes to a lot of the winter gear, you can't beat buying quality. I don't think, you get a little rain jacket. You don't need to spend a hell of a lot of money on a rain jacket. They fold up next to nothing. You stick them in your back pocket. They're good for when you're riding up mountains too, of all year round. You stick them in your back pocket and it's time to come down. You put that bad belly on and you're not freezing. I remember, we're going back, must be about a decade ago, I decided fitness was horrible. I had a 24-hour business at the time, and for some reason I had to go down to Hobart for work. And I was taking that drive down to Hobart 2 to 3 times a week. And I thought, bugger it. I had an early meeting. I did the early meeting. I thought, bugger it, I'm going to actually ride my road bike up Mount Wellington. And you've got to keep in mind at the time, I was riding once a fortnight. So I was pretty ambitious, and we're just getting out of winter, early spring. So there was still snow on the mountain there. So I've jumped on the road bike, my old Trek, and slowly powered up there. It was probably at walking pace. It was definitely nothing to write home about. But I just had my normal fingerless gloves. I had arm warmers, but that was about it. And went up there and had a selfie photo with my BlackBerry phone at the time, because BlackBerry's ruled at that time. And started riding down. I had to stop so many times because my fingers were freezing, and I had to put them underneath my arms to try and warm them up, to try and get some feeling. And then I'd roll back down a little bit, constantly hitting the brakes because I didn't want to go too fast because of the wind was making it even colder. Oh, it was brutal, but I digress. Sorry. I do think the biggest bang for your buck is buying those cycling, they're like a fleecy jacket. They feel nice, like a cycling jacket on the outside, but on the inside it's fleecy. Those bad boys are just about pretty impressive when it comes to waterproof. I'll talk about me again. I was cycling home from work one night, and I cycled to work. I had one of these things, and it started pouring rain. I was on night shift, and so the next morning it's just bucketing with rain. And I was thinking, geez, I got this fleecy jacket here. I'm in the wrong outfit. It was horrible. Anyway, so I jumped on my bike. I rode, and I work 35 kilometers from home, so it was probably, I'm guessing on that day and that fitness level, it was probably about an hour and 10 ride home. And I get home, I'm dry as a bone. The sleeves around my wrists were just starting to soak through wet, but everything else was dry. And I had no idea they're super warm. And I had no idea they're waterproof as well. So I'd be looking at something like that, a winter vest. But generally when you're unless you're buying really good high-end outfits, layers are the best. It gets -4 down in Tassie here. And so you put on 2-3 cycling shirts, then you put on your fleecy jacket over top, then you might put a raincoat over top of that to try and block some of that wind and all that. And then you got those neck warmers that come up past your nose. Then you got two beanies on. You got two pairs of socks that you've wrapped our foil around your toes as well. You got booties, waterproof booties as well to just help a little. You got two layers of full leg skins. Then you got your cycling nick straight over top. But you're walking around like you're the Michelin man. You got two pairs of gloves on. It's just to get through a ride. You think, geez, my mobility's like a 92-year-old. But you're able to do that. I do it. All the people local do it, and yeah, you just do. But you know, it's the long as you've got a good quality jacket, and you know, you get cycling shoes, winter cycling shoes now that you can go into temperatures of minus 15 degrees. It's beautiful thing. I haven't got a pair of them. I must get the mothballs out of my pocket and actually invest in them. But as long as you've got a good quality jacket and some good arm warmers and leg warmers and shoe covers, booties, that's a good starting point. You don't need to spend a hell of a lot, but you can deck yourself out okay for a $200 investment, for instance. And especially if you're buying, especially if you're buying online, it's generally a lot cheaper that way. All the best with it. Enjoy the winter. Enjoy being cold and wet. It's fun. If you guys have any other questions, jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Till next episode, hooroo.